Part 2, starting now. One of the council's duties is to ensure that their district is provided with a good water supply throughout the year. Water is held in reservoirs to be used as it is wanted. Reservoirs are usually made in mountainous areas where there is a heavy annual rainfall. This explains why there are so many to be found in Wales, in the Lake District, and in the Pennines. A reservoir can be made by building a dam across the lower end of a valley through which a stream or river flows. The dam must be extremely strong and should have good foundations because water weighs heavily, as you will know if you have carried a bucketful for more than a few paces. A cavity or hollow, perhaps 40 feet deep, is dug, and the concrete and masonry dam is built as high above the ground as the foundations are below. Special gates near the top of the dam can be opened to let the water flow through, or closed to keep it back as needed. If there are people residing in the valley, they have to find somewhere else to live before the stream is finally blocked, because the water would soon cover their houses. Usually there are only small villages and lonely farms in such valleys, but it must be sad for the people, especially the older ones who have lived there all their lives, to watch the rising water creep slowly up to, around, and over their homes. A new road, too, must be built higher than the eventual water level before the old road, like the village, is submerged. When everything is ready, the stream is blocked, and the water slowly builds up behind the dam. If the valley is deep and long, it may take many months, or even years, for the reservoir to fill. When the reservoir is ready, each council must make arrangements to move the water to its own town or village, which might be 100 miles distant. The water is normally pumped through underground pipes, many of which are so large that a tall man could walk through them without lowering his head. End of part 2.